Thanks, Rob. It is the download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. How about it? The Blackhawks with a big win tonight. Told you. I said it a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, that they were going to go on a roll. Now I say it again. That's two in a row now. They're just mopping up the Canadian teams. That's how they roll. Do that. Then we'll take that. But the Blackhawks now with the big victory, the blowout tonight. I like where we're going. This could be the start of something great. Okay, so we're on the air quickly tonight till 11 o'clock. We will be back. Tomorrow night, there's another game. Thursday, we're on the air. But we've got this hour. And it is Tuesday night here on the download. So that means that it's time to play the worst.
What's going down, y'all? The worst come to the worst come
the worst come the worst. That's right, 312-981-7200. This is the worst. This is where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. And we've got some great prizes tonight. We've got Lou Malnati's gift certificate. We've also got a desktop indoor weather station. I know, I don't want to make a big deal about it, but that's going to be something people are going to want to call in and complain about.
It's very sexy. No,
yeah, they don't want to complain about the indoor weather station. They want to complain about the things in their life so they can get the indoor weather station.
The indoor weather station would be useful in this studio because the windows aren't going to help at all.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
That's right. This is something that, it's actually a very calm and tranquil night here in Chicago on Michigan Avenue. All right, let's play the worst. 312-981-7200 in studio tonight, returning for the panel, Don Hall. Don, good to see you.
Good to see you.
And he's also brought along David Himmel, a newbie to the worst. Good to see you, David.
Good to see you, too.
Both of these guys are part of LiterateApe.com, a digital literary magazine. It's also a events powerhouse. They do a podcast. They do events, a lot of things. LiterateApe.com.
Yeah.
You can find out all the information. Don, great to see you, buddy. It's been a while.
It has been a long time. We were just talking about off mic that you and I have known each other since early 90s.
Yeah, we were early 90s.
We're old, man.
Hanging out at hanging out at Freddie Jones Band shows, you know, and I don't know what reference to pull there. Yeah, something like that.
Hanging out in our 80s parachute pants.
Yeah, right.
You were still wearing 80s parachute pants in the 90s?
Yeah, I was
ironic at that
point. Yeah. Oh, exactly.
You guys were cool. I got
it. We were the hipsters of our day.
There you go.
There you go. All right, 312-981-7200. Why don't we get to it? Like I said, this is the worst. We play it every Tuesday night. We're playing for prizes. We got some pizza and a desktop indoor weather station. So why don't we start right now how we do it every Tuesday night with Pete Zimmerman. Pete, how you doing tonight, bud?
I am great.
He is great. He is. I'm just saying.
Actually, I am not, because you know what's the worst?
The worst?
Me. I am the worst.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
What happened?
Had an incident on the way down to the station.
Oh, my gosh.
Justin was very gracious enough to give me a Dunkin' Donuts gift certificate or a gift card for Christmas.
Yes.
Well, you're
what a guy.
Don,
we're in the studio with Santa Claus. Yes, this is fantastic. Santa Claus and Hanukkah Harry in one body.
Yeah, changing it up here.
Why didn't you give him a book of stamps? Yeah. I mean, come on.
it was very generous, $10, so it was perfect.
Right.
Since that Christmas, I've been using it pretty much every day, and coming down to the station, I knew, like, I'm going to get a Dunkin' Donuts. I got, like, 1.5 coffee left on this card. And when it's winter, you're driving, you don't like to dig in your pants, so I got the card, and I just put it in my coat pocket, okay, so it would be easy access through the drive-thru. 1.5 coffee, perfect. So I get in, order my coffee, flip out the gift card, got the drive-thru window's like, don't have to pay for it. The person in front of you paid for it.
No, they did?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm like, I look back, I see in my rearview mirror a car full of people, and I'm like, that's great. Thank you very much.
Larry off. David in it, right?
I just like took off. I'm like, nah.
So you're supposed to pay it forward, and you just said, this is it. Yeah. It ends right here.
Because I was thinking, I don't have enough for my gift card. I'm going to have to go digging in my pants for a credit card. Nah. I'm like, thanks
that's a
lot.
A great moment.
We'll see you next week.
You're altruistic, but only if it's convenient.
Right. Exactly.
There you go.
That's the definition of altruistic.
I think that's true.
But, I mean, really it is. That's a Curb Your Enthusiasm season 12 right there.
Yeah.
He's going to have problems with that. I feel bad for that car. The only good thing is possibly they didn't know about it. Meaning that the cashier, unless the cashier...
The cashier's like, the cashier you know,
totally supposed to...
Totally out of him, yeah. So yeah, that guy, he works for WGN. Yeah, here's his phone number.
The cashier, the guy manning the booth, he did kind of give me a look like, you know how this works, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. He broke the chain of charity.
There it is. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. What's the worst? You can text. You can call. Don, why don't we start with you here? What do you got for the worst
thing? You know, it's the worst, and maybe it's just that I'm 52 years old, but it's the worst when you're out and about and you have to pee, okay. You know, and it's winter, you know, sure. And you get home, and I mean, you're like, oh, the door is, you're unlocking the door. You can feel it. You're dying. You got to, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. And then you get to the toilet. And you get a little dribble in there because you have to take off your winter gear.
Yeah,
and you didn't really, you know, challenge that. Because yeah, that's the thing is when you get into the bathroom and you reach for your fly, your bladder says, okay, time to let loose. But you still have a coat
the long
on.
Underwear,
it's
coat.
Just, it's the worst because then you have to take it all off and put fresh clothes on.
That's and then when you're taking it off, that extra Dunkin' Donuts gift card falls out. And you're like, oh, I totally could have bought
that whole family of 17 in the van. I could have bought them a sprinkle. Yeah, that's
there you
the
go.
Worst.
All right, that's good. Worst. David, all right, what do you got for the worst?
The worst is when you open up the door like a restaurant or a bar or a store, they have those outside, like in the winter, they put up the outside doors first before the inside door. And you open up the outside door, and then you open up the inside door before the outside door closes, letting all the cold air in, letting all the warm
defeating
air out.
Completely defeating the purpose.
Like, this is a Chicago thing. We get more upset about putting ketchup on a hot dog than we do about, you know, protecting ourselves from the winter. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, that's because you weigh 6 pounds.
I have no insulation.
I just taught that in one of the cold days with the bagel shop on the corner with my son, my 10-year-old son, and I just taught him. And I go, don't open this door until you open this door.
Yeah.
Like I was doing like a dad thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm teaching you life lessons. So, yes, it is the worst when you're in like, maybe it's like a storefront, like a nice little bistro, maybe an Italian place, and you're in there and it's got one of those and somebody does that. You're like, the whole place just goes frigid. You're like,
Your delicious gnocchi was just delivered and then it's ice.
No, it's ice. Yeah.
It's ice.
Yeah, maybe you just take your car and just run that thing over because it's pointless.
Right.
It's a pointless piece of structure made of canvas.
We should know better.
It's terrible.
I have one. I'm not a big fan of the worst that have to do with bodily functions, right? I'm always like, all right, this is like the pee one. I'm like, it's the classic Don Hall.
Yeah. I'm going to go.
Don
I'm going
Hall is
there.
Pee.
I'm
but
going
I'll
there.
Do one for dogs. This is one today I saw where, you know, with the cold and the snow, I can understand that you might let your dog go to the bathroom and then not clean it up because it's in the snow and what have you. But now today was the melt off. You just start seeing. So there was a pile of dog feces at the sort of entryway to the busy walkway, the rush hour walkway to the school.
Oh.
Like somebody in the morning was like, you know what? No one's going to walk over here. I mean, you're talking about hundreds of people, 500, maybe 1,000 people traversing back and forth in this one area. And somebody, a dog owner, was like, you know, no one's going to. That's fine right there.
That's fine.
I'll leave it right there. I mean, it was matted down. Yeah. There were footprints in it.
Oh,
it was all over.
But
I was like, how did that happen?
Now, that's the worst. Actually,
it's the worst.
It's not the worst that they let the dog poop there. It's the worst when you accidentally step in it. You don't know you stepped in it. And then you're sitting in your office. And
yes.
Like somebody stinks.
Yeah, somebody needs to. Right. Whoa, what is that? It's you.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah. I have to say, I was just looking at the tracks and the way that it went, the spots went in different directions. Yeah. And I was like, because you think about all the 7-year-olds, it's just like, trounce right through it.
Yeah.
Oh, terrible. Yeah. All right. 312.
Braveheart. You're looking for someone to take your vengeance out on, and every time you see someone with a dog, you just walk up and slap them. Just because it might have been them.
312-981-7200. All right. We're ready to play the worst. We've got some prizes to give away, so you can text, you can call. Get in with Don Hall and David Himmel here on the worst. Stay with us.
It's going down,
we're playing the worst. 312-981-7200. Don Hall and David Himmel in studio. They are part of Literate Ape, the digital magazine?
Yeah.
Literary magazine? Digital
literary magazine.
Yeah. It's, well, the thing is, it's like a blog, except that we do, we have about 21 contributing writers. We do, and it's everything from opinion editorial about culture and politics to
poetry,
short fiction, poetry. We've got some poets. We've got some folks from Boston that write for us, some folks from Nevada that write for us. So it's, yeah, it's a slowly created dynasty.
Well, you got a lot of great people from Chicago. It's literateape.com. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a place to find the magazine, the podcasts, writings, events that you guys are coming
that
up
to. We do, yeah.
David and Don in studio tonight. Our panel for the worst, 312-981-7200. Let's keep it going. 630 says, the worst is when you just bought a car. You're on your way to your holiday party, and someone turns right in front of you, causing you to total said car. And you haven't even made the first payment.
Ooh.
To total it. Ouch.
Like, not just like dented. It's like total. Wow. Yeah. That is the worst.
I do remember I had something similar with my first car. I bought a Honda Civic. And I remember I was in one of the really tight parking garages downtown. And I'd met with my wife and we were like having a dinner. And it was a celebratory dinner. And we got in the car. And it was, you know, it's so tight in there, and there's the posts and cement posts and all this kind of stuff. And I didn't even know what I was doing. I turned it, and I just popped the side and just dented in the whole side of the car. I had to take it back up to the body shop the next day, and I was like, this is car ownership.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. I did it. Yay, I did it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and there's that's the other worst when it comes to car ownership is, and this is specific to Chicago, is, you know, when you finally find a parking spot on Division, you're like, oh, it hasn't snowed and I'm on Division. It's just great. And then you go home and you're laying in your bed. And then all of a sudden you snap awake at 4 a.m. and go, oh, crap, they just towed me. I feel the because they towed
feel
me
it?
Because of that snow law from when Jane Byrne was freaking.
Right.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever
Everybody's
heard.
Been towed by that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a Chicago. That's a staple.
It's a tradition. Yeah, if you haven't had it happen, then you're just not from Chicago.
Right. I'm looking forward then to getting my car towed and then getting doored while I'm on my bike. These are two Chicago things that I've not had happen.
That's right.
All right, keeping going here. Brian from Montana says, being a checker at a grocery store and watching a three-year-old girl throw a full-blown temper tantrum in front of you and the mother doing nothing but talk on her phone.
Is she on the phone with her therapist, maybe?
Probably not. Well, I one time, I'll never forget this. I've told this story before, but I was at Wishbone, and it was election day. And I remember that Rahm Emanuel had come through and just shaken hands. And it was early on, so it was maybe like 2009. Maybe my son was like 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah.
And I remember I was looking at my phone because there was an article about the comedy show that I was in on election day. It was in the paper, so I was looking for it. And I was like, and this woman came over and she said to me, and she's an older woman, she goes, you know, he's going to remember that you were on your phone. Like, she got, and the father, who was great, there's an older couple, like the grandfather's like, Doris, no, just don't.
Like, get this out Doris of, does. Yeah, and he's like, Doris, not again.
Not again. It's not your business.
Oh,
well,
Doris.
See, you look at Doris and you say, Doris.
She was right. She was
Doris,
right.
No, but Doris, your son remembers when you were listening to the radio, so shut up.
I was just like, oh, I can't believe this. All right, here we go. Let's see. We've got one from, here's one from Mary. Mary's got a long one here. Here we go.
Okay.
Before I give the worst, I just want to say that peace, it's not the worst. You're the best.
Oh,
gosh.
Somebody wants a free coffee.
Yeah.
I think that's what she's gunning for.
Well, she's
here.
Right. She's like, did he stop them? She says, the worst is an overflowing garbage dumpster in my apartment complex from the week following Christmas because the waste management truck doesn't collect. And the garbage doesn't collect because of the holiday, so that the garbage is overflowing. It is true. Like that's
rough.
That's nasty.
That's pretty nasty, and it's not happy.
It's a rancid food mountain.
It's a rancid food.
She should move next or move into my building because the lady next door to us, we share the alley and all the dumpsters and everything.
Yeah.
And she's out there like at least once a week going through and sorting through the recycling and pushing things down and breaking down the boxes. She's the best waste management person the city has, I think. And she does it for free. How about
Give her a Dunkin'
Donuts.
As much as
card. I think so.
I love the garbage collector, waste management people that do the pickup. But I have a recycling, and for the longest time in the summertime, I'd put it out, and then it wouldn't get picked up. So it was like a passive aggressive game of something in the recycling was not right.
They just tell you it's wrong. They don't tell you what it is.
Yeah,
it's
just
wrong.
They're just like, we're not going to pick it up. So for like 6 weeks, it was, is it the bottle? And I put the stuff back out, and then it would still be there. I'm like, is it the newspaper? Like, I was doing everything. I just never had a conversation, so I was playing a game with this guy.
It's like being ghosted on a date. You don't know what you said that was wrong. You don't know if it was your breath. No, you know, it's like, just say halitosis, and then you know.
Passive aggressive.
You know,
here's the way around that. Just throw everything away. Don't recycle and don't go on dates.
Yeah. Just, you know, stay in your house.
Yeah. Stay home.
Stay in your house.
Eat your garbage.
Eat your garbage. It's not going to hurt you. And if it does, you'll die in your house and nobody will know. And it's fine.
It's fine.
847
says, the worst is growing up poor and then we give our next generation kids everything and they come to expect life to be handed to them and they won't move out. All caps. That's Brandon. That's a good one.
They
won't move out in all caps. You know, they're just staring right now at their kid playing video games and won't move out as they text these days.
I hope someone's listening.
This is the thing. This is the thing.
Pack your bags, kid.
You know, won't move out. There are eviction laws. You know what I mean? You can make someone move out.
Yeah.
Aren't there squatters' rights too?
Yeah, well, there's that, but this is.
You're not going to get technical on the law son or something like that.
No, don't do the law, but this is. I did a story for the podcast that I do, Peculiar Journeys, which is a storytelling podcast, and when the woman was telling a story about basically dating who she thought was it became pretty obvious in the story that he was like a serial killer wannabe. Oh. I mean, he was weird. And like, it got really nasty. And once she realized, when he tried to put her in a hole. Seriously, this story was crazy.
Yes.
She realized that she couldn't just break up with him because that's who serial killers kill first. Right. So she became the crazy girlfriend until he broke up with her.
If
your kids are
out, I love you,
games,
and
sit down and want to try to play video games with your son.
Yeah,
who won't
overall
out.
Nuisance.
Yeah, just be so into it, but you're going to be terrible at those video games, and so eventually they'll just say, "I just got to move out so my mom won't play video games with me."
Yeah, if you want your kid to move out, just become a cool parent.
Yeah. Cool dad usually gets him out in about 2 hours.
That fast, yeah.
31847 says the worst is when your dog eats floss.
Whoa.
Yeah, because you got to pull it out. The worst, I had our dog, my wife Katie, I'd take the dog out and he would turn and look at me. I would turn away from him. I wouldn't watch him because, you know, respect.
Yeah.
But he would turn and look at me with this like look in his eyes. He's like, I something's stuck and I don't know. I don't have fingers and I can't do this. And I would look at him and it wasn't floss. It was my wife's hair.
Oh,
whoa. Your wife's hair is like floss.
Well, I can understand that.
A little bit. I mean, to a dog.
It's like tinsel. It's like tinsel. Yeah.
I had that with a cat. I remember when I was younger, the cat we had, Leopold, but it was the Easter.
The plastic grass,
and it really was sort of, you know, when you pull on a string from a sweater,
it's
the same kind of thing. I'm like, what is this? And you pulled out. I was like, oh wow, that's a should have warned you on that.
Is when they've got the tinsel or the grass, and like a turd gets stuck on it, and they're running around sort of like a just married car with hands behind them, like ging 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 ging, just running, and they're in it, and it's like it's chasing them. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
That's the best.
That is the best, is watching your cat be chased by its own turd.
630 says the worst is looking forward to a junk food binge, pulling out a bag of corn chips from the pantry, only to open the bag and almost faint from the smell of rancid chips. That's a thing?
I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't think those things could rot in 100,000 years.
That's why they're not actual food.
Yeah.
Just a science experiment.
Challenge accepted. I'm going to see if I can get my chips to go rancid.
I am now going to figure out how do you make like a bag of Doritos go rancid. I got to figure this one out.
Yeah. Maybe if the label's like one of those old 70s labels, maybe don't eat that. Or the barbecue pork flavor.
It's got
flavor.
A half-life of nuclear waste.
Yeah, that's
stuff
the whole idea,
never goes bad.
That's crazy. Well, 312-981-7200. Lots of stuff coming through tonight. David Himmel and Don Hall from LiterateApe.com in studio playing the worst. We'll take a quick break, then we'll get Rob's news, and we will continue with the second half coming up here on The Download. Stay with us. Thanks, Rob. We're playing the worst here. 720 WGN. It's a download. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio tonight, our panel, Don Hall and David Himmel. They are two of the voices at LiterateApe.com, the digital literary magazine and podcast and event space. There's a lot going on.
It's our playground, man.
Don Hall.
Keeps us busy.
Yeah.
And so many different contributing writers. Check it out. You've always been a must-read, Don, so I always appreciate that you're back on the scene. So literateape.com is the place to read Don and David's work. Tonight, 312-981-7200, we are playing for Lou Malnati's gift certificates, of course, but also a desktop indoor weather station.
What does that do?
Is it the weather of the indoors?
Yeah, I don't know. It says the desktop indoor weather station. My guess is that it's brought to you by the American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. That's what it says. My guess is it's probably like an apparatus that tells you how cold it is outside, how cold it is inside. You could switch it around almost like a smart little thing that's on your desk.
There you go.
It's a gadget. It sounds fun.
It's a gadget. Yeah. It's a fun gadget.
We like gadgets.
That you complain about your life, and we can give you a gadget.
Yeah.
Right.
That's kind of how I see it.
That's the way it works.
708 says, forgetting to warm up your car and running late so the heat is blowing cold air while barely being able to see through the windshield.
Yeah, that is the worst.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
That's so true. How many times?
Every
second morning for me. Yeah. It's like, I don't know what these little crystals are on the windshield, but it'll go away soon.
And this car powered by faith.
Yeah. Yes. And then you go, oh, I wonder if I can just use my washer fluid to.
And then it freezes.
First thing is it's frozen solid. So you go, and nothing comes out. And you're like, and it goes, and you're like, it's a nightmare. It is a nightmare.
It is. 773 says, putting on your car wipers and having no fluid and having to stop and wipe your windows or smear them, which you couldn't find in your car. It's so true.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there's not more of the cold weather worsts just as we've just come out of this cold spell. But
yeah. Well, it's the worst when you put on not even in a car, you put on all of that gear. You put your coat on, you put your stuff, all that kind of stuff. And the thing that really hurts, you walk out, you're all warm, and then your face feels like a really cold fist just starts pummeling.
You really hate all this winter gear. It's the face or having to go to the bathroom, the winter gear just doesn't.
Much stuff.
You have a hard time putting it on, taking it off.
I prefer to be naked most of the time.
This is why.
But
stay
I live
home.
In Chicago, which is a really bad place to be naked.
You need to be down in one of the aisles.
Yeah, you know,
Don, you should just stay home and eat your garbage.
Well, I do.
Speaking of,
I eat my rancid Doritos and my Dunkin' Donuts that Pete bought me.
630 says, found a dead. Here's the worst. Found a dead rabbit in the yard, so I threw it in the garbage. Right,
you're supposed to recycle those things.
Yeah, because that's where you put a dead rabbit is in the trash. Like you don't bury
supposed
it.
To put it.
You right? bury
a dead rabbit that just shows up in your yard.
Dead rabbit. No,
you bury a dead rabbit.
No, that's more sentimental than I expect
from you. Respectfully put it in the trash can.
Yeah, you get a nice garbage bag.
Yes.
No,
you chuck it in the bin. You say a few words like, "Don't come back here."
You are the worst. You both
are
the worst.
Are you serious? You're going to dig up and have a little cross and say a prayer for the dead rabbit?
No, I'm going to go put it in front of your son's school.
All right,
okay, that's what I'm going to do.
I got a story about that too. All right, so found a dead rabbit. This 630 said found a dead rabbit in the yard, threw it in the garbage. A few days later, shoved garbage down to close the lid and maggots flew up into face and hair. So you're right,
that's
Don.
Exactly.
That wouldn't happen if you would have buried
it. You bury it, there's no maggots in your face. That's just what I'm saying. Like a fist punch of cold.
I had a great moment where I came out, and it's not great for the squirrel. But it looks like a squirrel didn't use its God-given talents to stick to the tree. It fell.
Yeah.
And so like I came out in front of my little area and I was like, oh, there's a dead squirrel. And I'm like, you know, it's right in front of my door. And I'm like, oh, what do I do? It's now my responsibility. And I'm like, I don't want to touch this thing. So, you know, kid goes to school. It's the morning. I'm like, so I get the shovel out of the garage and I'm like, all right, here we go. You know, I'm going to go out there. So I scoop it up. And I'm like, what am I going to do with it? Like, I don't want to take it through the house into the back. So I'm like, okay, there's a garbage can on the other side by the park. So I just got to cross the street. So I'm holding it and I'm going to cross the street with it. Well, getting out of their luxury car is a fine dressed, formal dressed woman who is going to work. And she has decided to walk along that side of the cars. So I'm standing there with my puffy coat and a shovel with a dead squirrel on it. And she just kind of walks right into the frame. I mean, she's really close with a nice white coat. And I'm like, Sorry?
You're suddenly like, Randy Quaid from Christmas Vacation. Really is, you really are. You're was, Cousin Eddie right there.
I couldn't
there.
Believe it. I was like, oh, she's just like, oh, she gave one of those.
You know, I just wrote a piece. It was, what was it, on Monday, I think, about all the dead rats I had in my yard a couple summers ago.
Oh, man.
And there's a lot about how to dispose of the rats and a lot of dead animals in my yard. I've seen a lot of stuff.
And that's what I'm saying.
Did you treat the yard and then it killed a bunch of animals or just an anomaly?
Some rats got into the walls on the first floor apartment. We're on the second floor and we set up traps. So like, you know, every 3 days out of the week, I'd go down to walk the dog.
God, there's,
and after pulling out the hair
from its
from his backside, I would collect the dead rats that had been caught in the traps on the night before and then wash the blood off the sand.
Oh. Normal morning routine.
Yeah, that's what you do.
That's what you do in Chicago.
Some people go to the gym. I pick up the dead animals.
Yeah, it's true. He does keep himself fit because there are a lot
and they're
of
big
dead
rats.
Animals. They're big. They're heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so.
That's how you stay toned in this city. Is you lift the dead animals out of the yard.
Dead animals. 708. The worst is losing a glove. That's of course. That's a no brainer. Let's see what else we have. We have dead rabbit is done. The worst is the person who ate cereal before you and they didn't refold the inner bag.
You know, I'm going to say OCD on that. I don't know if that's the worst.
Well, this is how cereal goes rancid, you know.
Yeah, maybe this is how rancid cereal, right.
Rancid dry goods. Yeah, that's no fun.
You know,
because
I'm not sure. I just want to say, I'm not
they're
sure
gross.
That,
I don't know.
That the plastic
that was cheap,
bag.
Sorry.
Yeah,
that was
good. The plastic bag folding up is really all that protective. I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like there's not. It's not like the plastic bag is hermetically sealing. Yeah.
We have a constant argument in the house because my mom taught me this because she does it every time she'll come over and babysit and she'll open the bread. She'll tie it so loosely in this weird knot and she puts it back in there that ultimately it will unfold and the bread is exposed.
Yes.
Where my wife likes to twist tie and to make it perfect. And I'm my mom's son in the way that I'll do the twist tie because I've been taught.
Yeah.
But it's still a loose, you know, garbage way to put the bread back together where I'm just like, because I can't put any time
into
it.
You don't want to put any time into that. That's effort.
Well, and then I get yelled at.
Yeah. Well, Dana and I have a compromise actually. And we never even talked about it. It just kind of happened that way because Dana likes the twist tie. And I just like to kind of, I don't even know if I twist it like once and then fold it under.
That's what I do. Yeah.
Fold it under.
Yeah. That's a classic move.
Yeah. So the rule is when it's a full loaf of bread, up until it gets about halfway, it's twist tie. And once it gets to be about half
then you
the
can
loaf,
fold it under.
Then I'm allowed to fold. And then she folds. Then she'll do the fold too because it's half a loaf. And so we didn't even talk about it.
Sounds like love.
It is. It's a perfect relationship.
Right. I don't know why you hate the second half of your loaf of bread.
Well, it's because at that point, who cares? It's gone rancid.
Oh,
all right. The 815
scary kitchens.
The worst is when your cat chews power cords. Oh, we get a cat who's interested in power cords, or a kid, or anything. Like just, I've been very fortunate in my life that I've had a kid in his toddler years that he didn't care about electrical outlets and power cords and things like that. But the animals as well. When you an animal chewing on a power cord, that's the worst.
Yeah, well, yeah, that
what
is
are you doing. Stop doing that
because you can't tell him to stop. There's no way to make. Especially a cat, because cats don't care.
You tell a cat to stop, it's going to go, but I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm going to stop because you're holding that shovel with the dead squirrel in it. Right. But when you walk away and show the lady, I'm going to chew on this cord.
Jerry in Kansas, 620, says the worst is when you're a cashier, but the customers you're checking out mistake you for their therapist.
Oh, man.
I'm a cashier, not a bartender.
So
that means that like they're ringing the groceries and they're like, I just wish that life was better.
Yeah, you know,
you're like
I got this
but
weather
do,
station,
but do you have any
and
coupons?
I don't even know what to do with it. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just I just feel like I could be doing more.
Yeah,
I think that was two for one.
I have a coupon.
When it's even worse when you start, you know,
doling out
the grievances to one of those automatic. Cashiers,
that's right.
We're getting nothing from them.
When something goes wrong with the automated cashier, like the automatic lanes, which inevitably it will.
It
it's
always
machines,
does. Yeah.
I avoid those.
I find myself being the worst. I'm the worst because the attitude that I give to whatever human being is close to me is so unfounded. It'll be like the receipt didn't come out, and I get that look on my face. I go, psh, Technology, your technology.
Yeah. You broke me. You broke me. I'm ruined.
Hey, 16-year-old, come here. See what you did here?
Yeah. You're getting $3 an hour. I want you to fix my tech.
Fix it.
Damn it.
I know, and I'm the worst at that. All right. The worst. Let's see here. We have 815 says the worst is when you hug your 19-month-old grandson at your surprise 50th birthday party. Sounds lovely.
Yeah.
And then he throws up all over you.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, I'm a baby throw. I mean, are we talking about like a little burpy baby throw up, or are we talking about like projectile? There's a big difference.
Well, I guess that's the thing is, I would, if it's a one-time thing, go with the projectile. It makes a better story.
Yeah.
You know, because a little bit
storyteller
like,
in
yeah,
there, right?
makes a better story because, like, oh hey, better it was conflict. My 50th anniversary, and I got a little dribble. I got a thimble full of puke on me. No. I want. Let's go pee green.
Buckets. Well, in the interest of avoiding any vomit on you at all, just don't squeeze the baby so hard.
Yeah, right.
That's true.
That's just how it works.
Yeah. That's like the dead rabbit thing. Is my sister a long time ago had a had a pet rabbit, and the pet rabbit's name was Buns, and she could make Buns talk. And basically, she's just a kid, so she doesn't know, but she would squeeze this rabbit so hard that the rabbit would go That was making
You're
Buns
breaking
talk.
My spine.
Yeah, it's like, so maybe grandpa needs to not squeeze the baby so hard, because he's not going to suddenly like talk. He's just going to puke.
All right, and then one more before we take the break here. The worst is Halloween decorations still out with the Christmas lights and the baby Jesus in the manger. I have a predicament.
Yeah.
I have a Frosty the Snowman that would blow up in the front foyer of my area, right? But it's outside, and during the freezing time, and the ground is completely frozen. So this week I went out to try and get the stakes up for it, and it won't come out because it's just frozen. So because it's already past the holidays, and I can't inflate him. I keep him deflated in the front yard.
That
it's
is
like
the saddest,
it's just so like garbage town. I mean, it's just like you walk by and I'm like, this guy is just, I don't know what. Where's the car up on blocks?
Exactly.
Like, oh, that's the crazy dead squirrel shovel guy.
Yeah, right.
What are you gonna do?
Okay, close. It's just deflated, frosty,
sad, melted,
sad,
frosty.
Waiting for this 50-degree day that's supposed to happen tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Don Hall and David Himmel from LiterateApe.com playing the worst tonight. 312-981-7200. We'll do this. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we will anoint the winners tonight.
There you go.
On download. Stay with us.
It's going down. Worst come to worst, my peoples come first.
David Himmel, Don Hall, LiterateApe.com, the panelists tonight in the worst, 312-981-7200. We've got our working three that we've worked through.
Yep.
And we have about 5 minutes before we award the pizzas and the weather station. What that means is that there will be other people coming in with ones to steal. It's the steal round.
This is the steal round.
It's the steal round.
Better be good.
312 says the worst is the spelling of Chihuahua.
Like just having to spell Chihuahua? Yeah.
Just how they spell it.
Oh, just how they spell it. Okay. All right.
The worst is the spelling of it.
Right. I love that.
There you go, right? See, that's a good start.
That's a really good
start. That's a good one. 815 says it was projectile. Vomit.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Had the stomach flu for the next 2 days. No squeezing was involved.
Didn't try to make
your child. Accuse you of child abuse. I
like that.
Sorry about that.
336 from North Carolina. They say the worst is getting a large fountain drink, which were all called Cokes in North Carolina. Right. That's what they say in the South. You get a Coke, any label, any brand. And then discover no lids.
That's rough. Yeah, that's rough.
773 says, I walked into a glass door upon an otherwise successful job interview.
And still unemployed.
And do you ever...
630 says, squirrel. Went to mother-in-law's to pick up a five-year-old son after work, looking forward to going home. Smelled like something had died. After investigation, discovered that a dead squirrel was in ductwork. Three hours later, got it cut and unstuck from the metal.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Vicks vapor rub under the nose helped.
Oh, that's... but it never really
And then a
helps.
Secondary worst is just the smell of Vicks vapor rub.
Yeah.
Cover up.
There's no way to win that one.
414 says the worst is waiting in the car wash line for 35 minutes and you pick up your friend right after the car wash and she has her golden retriever, hairy dog, jump in the backseat of your car. Dog's full of dirty snow and wet hair. Disgusting.
That is pretty disgusting.
Time for a new friend.
We mentioned Vicks Vapor Rub. I'll tell you, here's the worst. And I'm not going to say it happened to me, but it did. When you get a rash on your
stuff.
Nether region.
Yeah.
And you know that Vaseline, well, you know that Vaseline will make it feel better. You know, it's like a soothing, and you mistake Vapor Rub for Vaseline.
That's like Revenge of the Nerds.
That actually happened to someone that I know. That's me. And a long time ago, but it's like when you said Vicks Vapor Rub, I had like a flashback.
Oh, this all right, ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is a good one. 773 says, got out of the car on a first date and dropped my keys in the sewer.
Oh, wow.
Oof.
And that relationship followed those keys into the sewer.
Yeah.
Unless she was just looking for a stupid man.
Yeah.
I mean, that definitely
or
says
clumsy.
I'm an idiot.
Clumsy.
No.
Well, if you're having a good date and you drop your keys, that just ruins the date. Because now you're like, what was on those? Was that all your keys? Do you have a spare? Who do we call? Like, it just...
Well, no, but it gives you an opportunity to show how cool you are.
Yeah,
I guess. You don't freak out and you go, they're just keys.
I'd bail.
I mean,
the keys go in the sewer and you just run the other direction.
That's it. I'd be looking at my phone and be like, that sucks. That happened. Sorry. all right. Well, it was a good time. See ya.
Yeah. I'm taking an Uber.
All right. Let's keep going. Let's see what we got here. 224 says the worst is when it takes you 2 hours to clean the snow off your car and the sidewalks. You go in the house and your neighbor just shoveled the snow on your property. Oof.
Yeah, that's annoying. That's the worst.
847 says the worst is people who leave passive aggressive post-it notes around the house.
People?
Just people?
They're just random people that show up. They don't even know who they are, but somehow they're all named Stan and Bud. They don't even know these guys.
You know, it's that kid of yours that won't move out of the house. Yeah, that's right. What it is.
That's the funny stuff.
Home is where the heartache is.
Yes. Absolutely. 312-981-7200. That's some good stuff. The worst is when you're in a hurry to get to work and you catch a slow train blocking your route. Must live in Berwyn.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I swear, when we were doing that Berwyn remote, which is a great place, and we did the remote in the fall, I was watching one of the trains go by while we were doing the broadcast. I'm like, that's a long train to be stuck at. Whatever, I forgot what road it was there, but I was like, what is happening? Like, no one, just the whole show became that. The whole show became, can I ask you, Mayor, about how long these trains are? Like, it just is really, it was pretty amazing. All right. 779 says, arguing with your boss due to his unprofessionalism of not talking in the office. He says, follow me. I think we're walking to the office. He walks us to the middle of the store. The worst is when your boss is an idiot. I'm not sure what that means. But the...
Pete, you didn't have to do that anonymously.
Pete, can we walk to the middle of the store?
Yeah, come on.
Walk with me. Walk with me is a total middle manager move.
It is a middle manager.
Walk with me.
Walk with me, because it's a demand
middle manager
and
power
an inconvenience.
Play.
Except if you work in retail, walk with me. And then you go to fold some clothes in the middle of it or something like that. It's not as powerful as like a Wall Street walk with me.
That's true. A Wall Street walk with me.
We're going to
just a way for your boss to get his steps in.
Well, it's the idea that life is just not an Aaron Sorkin television show. It's just not. you don't do the walk and talk and actually solve problems.
The 708, the worst is sitting at my daughter's pretend restaurant. The service is the service is horrible, and the prices are outrageous. That's a winner. I like that.
That's a good one.
I feel like that's someone opened like a George Carlin book.
You
can never tell. I'm not fast enough and quick enough to fact check every great comic. But that's a good comic line. Really funny.
That's really funny. Yeah.
That's good. All right, 312-981-7200. All right, let's close up shop and get to these prizes. Let's see here. The prizes we've got tonight, we've got two Lou Malnati's gift certificates. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. And we also have a desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. We've got one of those as well, so we're going to give those away now. I kind of want to do this, Pete. I want to add an honorable mention, if we can, to 708 for the sitting at my daughter's pretend restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
wasn't on. That, well, that even, was when it came in.
It's
so.
Even more sad that his daughter is like 37 years old. That's what's really, that she has a pretend restaurant.
Dad, it's a real restaurant, okay? There's a Michelin star. I keep telling
it's
you.
Small plates.
Right? Small plates.
I'm doing a bit of research, and it seems to exist.
Oh, it does.
Online in various forms, so.
Oh, wait, I'm taking that pizza back.
Yeah. All right. Take the pizza back.
Oh, yeah, bummer, man.
It's too good. It was such a funny
but
bit.
You know what? I give 708 credit for adding to the experience in the moment.
There you go. Okay.
You know, we don't, it's not necessarily plagiarism. They're finding a funny thing in the moment.
That's it's only plagiarism if they get paid for it.
Yeah, there you go.
So don't give them any pizza.
So no pizza.
And then,
no pizza.
And then no foul.
You just gave us great joy.
Great, so great joy in life.
Joy is what you get back in return.
You want pizza, go to your daughter's restaurant.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Third place tonight's going to get a pizza to replace these rancid chips. 630. Yeah. Looking forward to a junk food binge. Pulling out a bag of corn chips from the pantry only to open the bag and almost faint from the smell of rancid chips.
Rancid chips.
Never heard of that, but that's great. All right. Second place tonight is going to get also a pizza. 847. The worst is when your dog eats floss.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go. And first place tonight is going to get the indoor weather station. Hopefully, it will tell you if there are maggots in the garbage. Found a dead rabbit, threw it in the garbage. A few days later, shoved garbage down to close the lid. Maggots flew up in face and hair. That's 630. Ugh, and they're going to get the indoor weather station tonight. Awesome job, guys. Right. That was awesome. It was awesome to have David Himmel and Don Hall from literateape.com. You can find out all their stuff, their podcasts, their magazines, their events that they're planning as well. Guys, thanks so much for playing tonight. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.